Hi, everybody. We're back. It's Turn It Off with Tracy, although this is not a Turn It Off episode because there was no chance you were going to ask me to turn this movie off because it's not scary at all. And I knew that going in. I just wanted you to see this movie. This is John Carpenter's Starman from 1984, certainly his most genteel movie of his entire career. I've shown you two John Carpenter movies for this series before, Halloween and The Thing. You didn't get past either one. She's making a scrunchy face, everybody. You didn't get past, I think, a half-hour mark for The Thing, and you didn't make it past, I think, the 45-minute mark for Halloween. So, you know, I wanted to show you that John Carpenter didn't always just make stuff that made you angry and want to turn it off. He was capable of making some more genteel things. And part of the reason I thought you would genuinely like this movie. It's very sweet. It's got one scene that I thought you would particularly hook into.
Of course.
Which we'll get to. It was on my mind, of course, because as everybody knows by now that's listened to the network, I got to meet Karen Allen today. And this was the movie I got her to sign. People have said they were a little surprised that it wasn't Raiders of the Lost Ark. And I decided that even though Raiders is a more favorite movie to me than Starman, this is a better vehicle for her. I think this is more her movie than certainly Raiders of the Lost Ark is hers. So, and we'll talk about that in a moment. So I'm doing all the talking. What did you think of Starman?
I thought it was really sweet.
Good. Did you like it?
I liked it.
Okay, cool. What did you like about it?
We could also talk about the part I didn't like.
There was one jump scare that scared the crap out of me.
They don't do that in this movie.
It sounds just like me. They did have the one jump scare. That's true. But I figured you had to know it was coming. I mean, she's bad. Okay. I'm sorry. I did forget that there
Can't
is the one jump scare.
Discuss how that makes it worse.
I forgot.
And then you said, oh, they're not going to do
I
that.
I forgot that there is the one jump scare where she's looking for him and then she turns around and there he is standing there naked for all the ladies. Got some choice.
Got some Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges' butt, Jeff Bridges' pecs, and Jeff Bridges'
health. He looked fit for this movie, too.
He was in good shape. I mean, he was in his prime during this movie. I mean, he's probably like in his 30s, so looking good. So, you like this movie?
Yes.
Well, you said it was sweet.
Yeah. There you go. I didn't watch this in a we're going to record this kind of mode, like remember this, remember this. So,
don't have to. Just get your general impressions of it. I mean, the part that I knew I thought you would really get into was when he saves the deer, where he reincarnates the deer.
That's my favorite part of Angel. Was when he...
Angel? What's Angel?
John Travolta.
Oh, Michael, I believe
Michael.
Is the name
yeah,
of that movie.
You're right, Michael.
Yeah.
Is when he reanimates the dog.
Okay.
Yeah, same thing. And then he also brings her back to life.
That's right, he does.
When...
She gets shot.
She gets
by
shot.
By Scully from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, so it was, I thought, pretty convincing in, their... She is incredible in her ability to convey the feeling of love without saying words, like the way she looks at him and, I'm trying to use more words than I don't need them.
Right. Genre movies, I think, are harder on some actors because they have to do things that actors that appear in kind of more, believable dramas don't have to do. Like Meryl Streep has never had to play a part where she was in love with an alien. Like she's never been asked of that. Uh-huh. She's and I'm not trying to bag on Meryl Streep, but you know what I mean. Like she's like sort of the epitome of the great actress.
Right.
But no director has ever said, okay, this is the part where you see a baby laying on your living room floor and it starts to morph into a bit. Like you know what I mean. Like Karen Allen has to somehow sell that.
Uh-huh.
That's really happening to her, and you believe it.
Her reaction is what sells it.
Exactly. And so that's tough. That's really tough. I think genre films get a little bit of a bad rap for like, you don't have to be a great actor to be in one of those. I think sometimes you have to be a better actor because you're doing things that no human has ever been able to do.
Yeah, you're trying to sell somebody on something that just doesn't happen.
Right, which is crazy. So
you have to get the buy-in or else it's never going to float.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you are seeing... I love that Jeff Bridges never gives us a peek behind the performance. Like, he always puts up that kind of wall of, like, this is an alien. This is totally an alien.
Yeah, he feels a little bit robotic.
Right.
Like, you know.
Which is, that's what I like about that. That forces us to be in her shoes. And I like that she toggles back and forth between, she seems to trust him, and then she kind of goes back on it.
Uh-huh.
Like a person would, you know, right. What I mean? Like, she seems...
He's not so bad. Oh, my God, he's awful.
Yeah.
He's kidnapped me, but he's sweet.
Right.
He doesn't want to hurt me. But wait a minute, he's holding a gun.
Right. Yeah. It's the deer. The deer is what finally sells her, that she realizes that he's peaceful. Mm-hmm. And then he gets, you know, he beats up the MAGA guys. So, But no, I think this is an extraordinary movie, and I think it really rests on Karen Allen. I mean, everybody knows I'm totally in the tank for Karen Allen, but I'm in the tank for Karen Allen because of movies like this. I saw this movie on cable when I was a kid. I'd already liked her from being Marion Ravenwood. It's one of my favorite characters in all of movies is Marion Ravenwood. But then I saw her in this, and I'm like, this. She's our eyes through this movie. I like Charles Martin Smith as the gentle scientist. It's nice to have at least one. He seems like the scientist wandered out of E.T., where he's kind of like one of the more gentle. He doesn't want to kill the alien when he sees the autopsy table, and he's you know, horrified at that we're going to do to it. So I like all that stuff. I like the idea that, you know, there are people that are like, I don't want to kill the alien. I want to talk to it. I don't. Why would I want to kill it? So good. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
Me too.
Yeah.
Thanks for showing me.
Yeah. There you go. It said it's not typical turn it off fare, but it's okay. It's also not something we would typically ever watch. So that's why I sort of pitted it, because it said we don't generally watch sci-fi stuff. But the other thing I love about this movie, and I actually covered this on Film and Water with my friend Chris Cummins, because he's a big fan of it, and he's a big fan of Karen Allen, like I am. I think the final shot of the movie, of her face, is one of the great final shots in cinema, period. Because I think this movie is pretty lo-fi in terms of its special effects, other than the opening sequence where we see the pot, you know, every so often we see like the floaty craft or whatever.
And then when we see him morph from an infant into an adult in 2 minutes.
Right. But it's a pretty grounded movie. And then finally at the end, a spaceship arrives on Earth. We finally get to see a spaceship. I think a lot of directors or writers or producers would say, well, we got to end the movie with the spaceship. That's our big money shot. Uh-huh. But he doesn't. He ends it on her face.
And it makes perfect sense, because the whole movie was really her reaction to everything.
Right. And so the idea that, like, we don't see what that looks like. We don't see him, like, get beamed up into the thing or anything like that. We all have to imagine it because we're seeing her face.
And it's so much better than trying to come up with some, you know, this is what it would look like. And it never looks right, you know?
It's never as good as your imagination.
Right. There are so many things that movies are better off not showing you than they are showing you. And that's one of them.
Yep.
So, you know, was it really a ramp like that?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, what are they, put on a rope ladder? Like, it's that episode of Friends with Joey where the space ladder comes down. But I love the lighting at the end where, like, the ship is so large that it changes the lighting where she's all in those blues and the backgrounds are in red. That looks beautiful. And then it flips. Just, I could watch that final shot over and over again. And the music is great. The Halloween music. That's him. He's a
very talented guy. I thought this music was really pretty.
He's a very talented guy. Like I said, that's what he does now. He tours with his movie music.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I just think the combination of that, and that's, to me, what pushes this movie into something, like, truly great, is that final shot of having the guts to end the movie on her angelic face.
Yes. As her perfect angelic face.
But really, I mean, she gives you it. I don't think there's a lot of actors that shot would work with. I think there's some actors that if they did that, you would be kind of like, all right, what happened there? But I think she gives you something that you can read into, and as she slowly cranes her head up and realizes, watches the ship go off. And I had the unique experience of having Karen Allen basically pitch me the Starman sequel today at the show, where she said we could do a Starman 2 with the baby grown up. And I was like, that sounds like a great idea to me. I would go see that. So, you know, come on, Hollywood, get on that. She's willing to do it. I would go see Starman 2. Now, there was a Starman TV series.
Was there really?
With Robert Hayes from Airplane as Starman. Oh, okay. I remember watching the show as a kid because I liked the movie, but, like, they undo the movie because he's back on Earth.
Oh, right.
And it's
right,
like,
right.
Well, I don't want to see that. It's a movie. This movie has a perfect ending, and I would then undo it all by having
a
series.
Who played Jenny Hayden?
I forget. Not her. Not Karen Allen, obviously, but I forget. It lasted like a season, mm-hmm. and then it got canceled. So, but yeah, no, I think this is a great movie, and I like that it's unique to John Carpenter because it's the only movie of his, really, where he's not trying to scare the crap out of you. And he kind of did this as penance a little because The Thing was such a bomb.
Really?
Yeah, he kind of had to prove to Hollywood that he could do gentle. Like, okay, I don't have to always...
This is a really nice movie. That's, you know, I don't think there are a whole lot of people you couldn't show it to.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice message.
Yes.
I think it's sweet. I mean, there's the one sex scene, which probably little kids shouldn't see, but
like,
even that's relatively chaste.
Right, yeah.
We do see her a little.
Yeah, like, we don't really see her.
But no, it's pretty gentle.
Yeah.
And it's clearly, it's not so much, I mean, is it literally a sex scene? Yes, but it's also, it's a making love scene. I mean, mm-hmm. she's in love with him, and he is now feeling for her, so. Mm-hmm. And he's doing it to give her a baby, because it's right after the scene where she talks about that she can't have a baby,
uh-huh.
and she's clearly sad about that. And then, so, you know, part of it is, like, we don't know the science of it, obviously, because this is a movie with aliens. But he knows that he can give her a baby. And mm-hmm. that you see, you realize, oh, well, he's partly doing it so he can give her a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that stuff. I think the scenery is beautiful. You mentioned
yes.
that one shot in the background.
Wow.
It's a road movie. It's not a movie that is mentioned much in, like, road movie lists, but it's a road movie because they go from place to place. I like some of the unspoken stuff. I like when they jump in the back of the truck with the Navajo woman and she's talking about her baby's uh-huh. teething. And then the next shot, she's holding the baby. Karen Allen's holding the baby. I love that they don't bother to show you, like, mm-hmm. that they've bonded because that this woman would hand this her bear, yeah. stranger, her baby.
I like when movies don't try to feed you too much
mm-hmm.
because there, you know, like we said a minute ago, there are a lot of things they can't convey as well. As you can just kind of join the lines, join the dots.
Connect the dots, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are people, like, the woman in the back of the truck. If you're hitching a ride on the back of a truck, you're kind of living on the margins a little, and so mm-hmm. you realize these people are bonding probably in a very quick way. And so clearly they trust, you know, like that woman clearly figures out that Jenny and this strange man are trustworthy.
Because
mm-hmm. he seems so gentle. Again, he's weird, but he seems so mm-hmm. gentle. I like the waitress who's so sweet to Jenny.
Yes,
she's, you know,
brings her stuff back out to her
mm-hmm.
and says, do you want me to hold, asks her if she wants her to hold the bus.
Yep.
And then wishes her well when Jenny says, no,
I'm
that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Jeff Bridges imitating the guy spitting.
Uh-huh.
Tweet. He spits the thing out of it. So.
And when he says, up yours, was it?
And he yeah. figures out the middle finger thing.
Uh-huh.
I also like that he goes through the yellow light. He speeds through the yellow light. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, I was watching you.
I watched you very carefully, yeah. Jenny Hayden.
Yeah. Yellow light means speed up.
He said, red light, you stop. Green light, you go. Yellow light, you go faster.
You go faster. Yeah. Yeah. So. Like I said, it's a very... Yeah,
that's true to life.
Mm-hmm. It's a sweet movie. It's unique to Carpenter's filmography and but I think it holds up really well, and again, it's part of the reason I'm just such a mega fan of Karen Allen. So I'm glad I got to show it to you. See, really, why I like
Thank
her as
you.
Much as
it's a very, it's a beautiful movie.
Good, I'm glad you got to like her as much as I do. I wish you
I
had been there.
I don't know if I like her as much as you do.
Well, I wish you had been there. I wish you had been there. I think that would have been fun for you too. Going to the show wouldn't have been fun for you because it was all cramped and people running around and stuff like that, but. Nevertheless, I wish you had been there.
Oh, thank you.
It would have been nice. I probably would have come across less creepy if I knew she knew I had a girlfriend. See? Okay. That's all right. No. But anyway, it would have been... Maybe if she ever makes a return visit.
There you go.
We could do it. So, Anyway, I guess that's going to do it for Starman. There was no chance you were ever going to turn it off. I knew that. I just wanted to show you a movie that I thought was good.
And hear me scream again.
And you did scream one time, so I got a little something out of it.
There
you go. So the last two movies we've done for the show were Starman and the others, both of which you've said you've liked. Mm-hmm. So the next one will have to be something tougher. Let's. I've been going easy on you. I have to come up with something on a...
Can't wait.
Something on the rougher scale. She's giving me the finger, everybody, just like Starman is right now. So, anyway, that is Starman. I have a Karen Allen autographed Blu-ray signed to me. So, please bury me with this.
Okay. Now?
So. After the next movie, you maybe want to bury me. So, anyway, that's going to do it for Starman. But before we sign off, I want to do a little listener feedback that we did the last time. You can hear from your fans. I know you're laughing. You'll think we do. So we got comments from Ange, Dr. Ange. He says, regarding the others, I love this movie. Love it. As someone who watches too many movies, I don't even understand what that means. I often can see the twist or at least anticipate a twist. So when a movie truly surprises me and is a good movie, I am floored. He says, perhaps the saddest scene in retrospect is the visit from the husband. My guess is that he is dead and has moved on to the afterlife, but he gets some dispensation to come down and try and help his wife, but he can't get through to her, so he has to leave her in this nightmare. I am so glad Tracy got through it.
Thank you, Dr. Ange.
There you go. Chris Franklin, my co-host on he's the host of Supermates. He's the co-host of me with Superman Movie Minute. Supermates is the one he does with his wife, Cindy. He says, I thought I had seen this, but now that I know the twist, I realize I hadn't, and I'm kind of sorry. I robbed myself of the experience, but I still want to watch this. I think I DVR'd it. His DVR is full with all these movies that he doesn't get around to yet. He says, I know it's kind of obvious, but speaking of ghosts and twists, how about The Sixth Sense? Has Tracy seen it? If not, it'll be interesting to hear what she thinks of it. Of course, it does have some jump scares in it. I still have scars on my legs from where Cindy clawed into me as the movie theater in one scene. Have you seen Sixth Sense, right? We talked about
it. I did see The Sixth Sense.
When did you see that? In the theater?
On TV. No,
you wouldn't see it in the theater. Okay. No. You watch it on TV. Mm-hmm. Did somebody make you watch it, or did you just watch it on your own?
I think I watched it on my own, but I'm not positive.
Wow, that was fun, Tracy. That was just before me, too.
Was it?
Yeah, that was 2000. Uh-huh. 99, 2000. We met 2003, so fun Tracy was still around then.
See that?
What happened to her?
I don't know.
All right.
Somebody killed her dead.
Ryan Daly from our network, he says, I prefer the original version of this movie with Gina Davis, Alec Baldwin, and Winona Ryder. He's talking about Beetlejuice. And then David S. Gutierrez responds with, he has a sudden craving for a Zagnut bar, which is something Beetlejuice grabs. He waves the Zagnut bar at the fly to get it. Charles Coletta, our friend, the one who sent me that poster of Eva Marie Saint, poster. Mm-hmm. He says, I was shocked when my 8-year-old niece predicted the ending as we were watching this one recently. She said, they are the ghosts. I am proud of her, but disturbed. She caught on before me. Suggestion for your next spooky movie, The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. I don't know. I mean, you couldn't get through the Gnomobile. Maybe the Ghost of Mr. Chicken would be too much for
him. I got through the Gnomobile.
Okay. What? But you were scared of the Gnomobile.
I screamed. I wasn't...
All right. Well, maybe we'll put...
Let me just, for the record, when I was 6 years old.
All right.
We're not talking about screaming,
you know,
or seven, something like that.
We could do a Don Knotts ghost double feature because he was in The Ghost of Mr. Chicken, and then he did another movie with Tim Conway where they're like ghost hunters.
Chips or something?
No. I forget the name of it, but they
turned into a fish. That's kind of sci-fi.
Well, that's Incredible Mr. Limpet.
Okay.
We're off in the weeds here. No, he did another one with Tim Conway where they're like ghost detectives or
really?
Something. My dad took me to that.
I love the two of them together.
He took me and Susan to see that. Yeah, it was that whole run where they did like the Apple Dumpling Gang and all those movies. But they did one called like, I forget the name of it, but they're like ghost detectives. So we could do a Don Knotts horror movie double feature. Anyway, Mazinger, 1978, says, The Others was the last movie that truly surprised me. I simply didn't see the twist coming. Glad Tracy finally liked one of these movies and suggests that for the next Friday the 13th, you watch Jason 10. Let's face it, that's one movie that's so bad it's funny. That's the one where Jason goes into outer space. We're not watching that. No, I know. We're not watching that. The movie's awful. I'm never showing you any of the Friday the 13th movies. They're terrible. So, Martin Gray from Scotland. It's a top movie indeed.
Does Martin Gray watch Coronation Street?
Yes, he's the one that watches Coronation
Street. Hey, Martin.
Yeah. It's a top movie indeed. One of the surprising aspects was the very effective casting of Eric Sykes as one of the servants. He was a sitcom and variety star in the UK for decades. This was massive casting against type, and he pulled it off. I had no idea.
He must have been Mr. whatever, the servant guy.
Yeah, the older guy. Uh-huh. The one who's kind of always out in the woods. He's the one raking the leaves.
Yes.
He doesn't cover up
the
grave. So. Anyway, so thanks everybody for your comments. We appreciate it. Love getting feedback for the show. So yeah, I'm not sure what we're going to do next. It's going to be something, I think, a little tougher, maybe. We'll see. I've gone on.
My eyes!
Gone. Well, okay. Oh, House of Wax then. We'll do that one. So anyway, okay. Thanks everybody for listening. I'm glad you enjoyed Starman. I'm glad I got to show you this movie that's such a nice movie.
Yes, me too.
And I am...
Finally a nice movie.
And I'm still over the moon. I got to meet Karen Allen.
I know. I'm glad you came home.
Yeah. Again, it's not like that. No, it really was a very surreal thing to be in the same physical space as someone that I've grown up with seeing in movies. It was very strange. But it was great. She was wonderful. And I think she's a great actress. And I wish she was in more movies. But... she's kind of retired. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you for watching Starman. Glad you liked it.
Thanks for showing me.
And we will see you guys later. So until the next episode, I guess we'll end. I love you.
I love you more.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.
I am sorry. I did awaken you.
Today... sing a lot where you live.
Yes, we sing.
Do you ever get hungry? Empty here, like a car needs gas?
Yes. This body has a terrible emptiness. This is called hungry.
Yeah, and when people get hungry, they have to eat food.
Eat. Yes, we must do that. We will stop at food station. You have hungry, too.
I'm starving. I haven't eaten since.
Oh, my God! Look out! What are you doing?
I do know the rules.
Oh, well, for your information, pal, that was a yellow light back there.
I watched you very carefully. Red light, stop. Green light, go. Yellow light, go. Very fast.
You better let me drive.
I will drive.